don't have any paper ones, but I do have a handful of electronic ones. Because one of the things that I do after I make a contact is on QRZ, for example, I will log the contact in the logbook that they let me have there. And some of the people that I have contacted have responded.
That's good. Yeah, that's the way to do that. They respond to you and confirm the contact so that you can start to confirm the contact. That's what it's all about in ham radio, you know. I got a bunch of in the mail, I mean, from places that I could believe I made contact to on HF and 6 meters and all that. So it's been a lot of fun all the years I've been a ham radio operator. I'm having fun even today being on the radio. In fact, I just had to renew my license this year. And a very good friend of mine from church had done that for me. He had a hard time, but he got it going in that. And him and this other guy, I'm glad he did, because I wouldn't know nothing about it to my knowledge. I mean, I would mess up, besides, I don't have a computer. Anyways, he got it going, and I got my license now. It'll last me for another 10 years.
Connected to CMN Network.
And there you go. You don't have to worry about it for a while. For me, I don't have to worry about it for a while either. You know, I've got just about 9 years before this one runs out.
Good for both of us anyways. But they're coming out like in certificates now. And you got a wallet size one, also one that you would have... It's a certificate. Also, you got one of, it looks like your wallet size license, but it's a big, you put it in a little frame, you know, if you want it in a frame. That's how they do them now. And the certificate looks pretty nice, you know, how they put it out and all that. Then you write your name and down the bottom of the certificate license. And when I just bought a frame, I framed it. Put it on a wall by my state. Looks pretty nice.